In response to President Ramaphosa's address to the nation on the actions taken from the Zondo report on state capture, the recommendations were very straightforward, and yet we're disappointed to see that the president really didn't do much more than regurgitate the recommendations, other than acknowledging that state capture was damaging to the country and that the investigative directorate will be made a permanent entity, and a couple of good announcements. But what we needed to hear is concise and divisive action, or decisive action. Here we're talking about, is he holding the current cabinet members and members of parliament to account for their role? What is he going to advise? Is he going to also give additional input, financial support to the investigative directorate, who really needs funds now to tackle corruption and high level crime more effectively? There was just so much that could have been said around whistleblowers, around encouraging the departments, or that he will be instructing the departments and state-owned entities where whistleblowers who did a lot of good in exposing the rot are still to this day flounder and live lives that have been compromised through their stance taken. Where is the president's action as opposed to lip service with regards to the indebtedness that this nation has to whistleblowers? So a lot was expected, and very little was actually achieved or gained or acknowledged in the president's address. And we believe this was an opportunity missed. So now it's up to us to start putting pressure, civil society and everybody concerned, to putting pressure on making sure that the recommendations in this report come to fruition and that the president starts to put in place meaningful action accordingly.